This year's G20 Leaders Summit in Zhejiang's provincial capital is set to take place on September the 4th and 5th. Speaking at a morale-boosting session on Friday, Hangzhou Party Chief Zhao Yide says much of the preparations have already been made.
We have tried our best to build venues at high standards, but also in an economic way. The construction of the G20 venues, the residences of the Chinese and foreign leaders, as well as the rebuilding and upgrading of other venues, are basically complete. We did not build new venues, we simply did some rebuilding and upgrading to venues which had been previously built. We want to ensure the venues are of high quality without wasting money. We will try to make sure this year's G20 summit is held in an economic way.
Over 100 foreign leaders will lead delegations totaling around 10,000 people to this year's leaders summit in Hangzhou. To help accommodate them, around 6,000 volunteers have been mobilized in Hangzhou to help those attending the event. 78-year-old Xu Guanghua is one of them.
Hangzhou is well known for its beauty. More people around the world will get to know Hangzhou after this year's G20 summit. As the volunteers, we will show the beauty of Hangzhou to the whole world. We hope our country will be stronger and stronger. Many of us might be retired, but we still want to make our contributions to society.
To try to communicate with the foreigners attending the event, a number of people in Hangzhou have started to learn English.
We live close to West Lake. When foreign tourists are here, we will say, "Welcome to Hangzhou."
The theme of this year's G20 summit is toward an innovative, invigorated, interconnected, and inclusive world economy. The group of G20 is an international forum which gathers officials from the world's 20 largest economies. These economies account for 90% of the world's GDP and 80% of the world's trade volume. For CRI, I'm Zhou Jianfu.